Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Space Boys. It is episode 7, and I am rocking being back here and so excited for what's going to be happening this week. Why? Well, I've noticed my players have gotten a little bit antsy. They're a little bit meta-fearful. Their characters aren't so scared, but they themselves are scared knowing they're playing a horror adventure path and wondering what that means for them. Well, today we get to find out a little inkling of what that means for them exactly. I'm not going to say anything else, and I'm going to let the episode speak for itself. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about lingo. See, today we're talking about D20s, D6s, D8s. Anytime I say the word D followed by a number, it's referring to a dice with that many number of sides. D8 is an 8-sided dice. A D20 is a 20-sided dice. Chase, everybody knows that, okay? Well, when I started playing Pathfinder, I had to look it up, so there's your embarrassing trivia story for the day. But also, we're going to talk about DC. Every time I say DC, it's a difficulty class. This is going to have a high DC. Typically means it's going to have a high number you need to roll in order to succeed. That's all that really means.
Speaking of DCs, I want to explain to everyone exactly how crazy some of these rolls have been so far.
See, let me tell you, according to my handy-dandy GM screen right here, an easy DC for this level party is going to be a DC of 20. So that should be an easy DC for them for a skill that they're good at. Now that's great. A challenging DC would be something like 25. And, 25, that's a pretty respectable number, yeah. A difficult DC should be DC 30. And I've had multiple 34s, 32s, 35s roll. And I am just so amped up about it, you don't even know. Anyways, let's get into the episode before I lose my mind about how statistically amazing my players are. There's this really annoying tickle in your throat, though.
No!
I would call Philip right now. There's something wrong.
And only from your waist up can you move.
I mean, he walked around with his giant penis flopping around for the first 10 minutes we were here. There could be plenty.
Jace's deep dive look on her is picking up dumb animals.
Sloopers.
Oh, hey there, buddy. Mind if I step on in?
No.
Okay, so last session you guys helped Romy propose to Indigo 13, and their wedding day is in a couple of days. It's in three days from that day. Fimbria, you had a big spooky dream last night with two robots running down a hole.
Were they cute robots?
They were not cute. Very undescript, like no face at all.
But
like,
I knew they were two robots?
Yeah, it was two.
Jeez, I wonder... Never mind.
This imagery is very difficult to decipher. I don't know what this means.
Interesting. Wow. Sometimes the curtains are just blue, guys. So
fuck you.
So you had a great time, and Fimbria, you wake up in the morning, and you guys are all having a good time. Breakfast happens, but before that, let's do a couple of things.
Everybody roll a perception check.
Okay. Gorbash.
Oh, no, not me.
Gorbash, roll a quick perception check for me.
7.
Great. So you're grooming yourself in the morning. You're really feeling it. Your skin's got a nice shine. Not too shiny, not too like dry. The moisturizer.
Gorbash
you got.
Has a good skincare routine.
Yeah. There's this really annoying tickle in your throat though. Like you gotta cough really bad. That you're not.
I cough.
Okay. And it gets like just a little bit worse.
It's all those cigars, boy.
Fuck.
Oh
The space AIDS is already here.
And you're looking in the mirror, and you give another cough. It's like deeper. Like, you ever had those like donkey coughs? They're like, like really, really like impossibly.
No.
Nobody else. All right.
Has a bunch of phlegm in it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, lots of phlegm, super deep. Like you, like you can't control
you mean
it.
Just like a good
back
ass
of the
cough.
Throat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like a really, really deep cough, deep down in your soul.
Yeah.
And you look and like something like flies out of your mouth, like,
oh,
and, like hits the
no.
hits the sink.
Oh, I don't
and
like
it's like
this.
A little brown circle. You don't know what it is without looking closer at it.
I look at it.
Okay. It like it's like on its back and it has like six little tiny legs.
No.
Damn it. It looks like a little, just like a little, like a little tick.
Oh Jesus! Jesus!
And.
I'm not cool
as
with
do,
this.
As, you guys, Gorbash, you start.
Oh shit!
You start.
I look at my throat. Are they fucking like in me?
So you look at your throat, and on the inside, it looks like it's coated with ticks.
Oh my god!
And Gorbash, you take 11 points of damage.
What?
Oh my god!
Man, and, is there an infirmary on the ship?
There is, yeah, you were...
Maybe alcohol.
I would call Philip right now. There's something wrong.
We're calling him immediately.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Philip? Show you guys and be like, everybody, there's ticks in my throat!
Sorry, Gorbash. No. Gorbash, you tried it, you...
No.
You turn around to, like, walk out of the bathroom. Roll a fortitude save really quick.
Eleven.
No.
Your legs, like, are paralyzed, and only from your waist up can you move.
You got like four arms,
and
right?
And you cough some more, and you take 7 more points of damage.
Oh my god!
Jesus, what the fuck are these?
And ticks start like crawling out of your mouth now, like without you even coughing. And you can't stop coughing. You take 20 more points of damage.
Oh my god.
As these ticks
call
are like,
someone.
Wait, did you have the presidential suite?
Sink.
Did you have? Were you the one with the presidential suite?
Yeah.
Is the vice presidential suite right next to it? That's where I am.
The vice presidential suite is right next to it. Yeah.
Dude, why not my commune? I can just call them, right?
Sure. Go ahead and call.
You guys, hurry! Come to my room.
The only thing that comes out of your mouth is choking, as like they start to like
god
fill up your throat.
Oh Jesus. Tarkus is
going
gonna
to
roll
take...
a sense mode.
Okay, so all you guys hear is oh.
Oh, he needs some help.
Gorbash, take 15 more points of damage.
Oh
please.
God,
what the fuck?
I go over. I go since I don't know what happened. I'm gonna go over to him.
Okay.
Next door.
So you go over to the door.
I am wearing armor.
All right, you're wearing armor. Just so you know, to put on armor, it takes 8 rounds for light armor.
Oh, fuck.
Nope. I have an armor ability that allows me to just get in and out of it.
Oh, that's right. You have the quick suit armor upgrade. Yes. So
now, on the commune, does it say who the audio is from?
It does say it's from Gorbash, and it just sounds like he's
is
coughing.
Is it to all of
storm.
Us?
Okay, I guess
yes.
I'm not going to take... put on my armor then.
Okay, I run in with my doshko.
Okay. You guys get to the door and the door is locked and Gorbash, you take 9 more points of damage.
I'm gonna fucking hit the door with my doshko.
Okay.
What is that, like
Gorbash.
A strength check? Is it?
Sure, yeah. It'll be a strength check to try to break through the door.
Wait, can I just try and open the door with like my key card or something?
Sure, yeah. You have to use your app. And your app does not work for this room.
I got 18.
18. Okay, so it's denting. It's denting, but it's not laying through. Gorbash, do you want to do anything while this is happening?
Yeah.
I'm not a strong man, so I'm going to call Philip.
I'll try and walk over to the door and open it.
Okay, your legs are paralyzed, but you can try to crawl over and make another will save, please.
Yeah, use all 4 of my arms to crawl.
Sure, yeah, make a will save.
A will?
Mm-hmm.
13.
So only one of your arms seem to be working. The rest are just like pins and needles numb. And you start like feeling cold and pale.
Jesus.
Like there's like a lot of blood leaving your body from somewhere.
Shit.
And you take 7 more points of damage.
Oh my god.
And now there's ticks just like that like spill out of your mouth. Like if you try to move your mouth at all, it just like falls out in little balls and like scatter on the ground. And you're like squishing them as you're pulling your body to the door. It will take you 2 more rounds to get there though. And you're going to take, you're going to take 22 points of damage.
All right.
As you get to the door.
I'm going to take out a cigar.
Yeah.
And light it and then just try and hold the smoke in.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Smoke.
So you light the cigar and you inhale and you hold it in really hard. Make a fortitude save really quick.
17.
Okay, and you are holding that smoke in. It hurts. Your eyes are watering, and you eventually have to let it out. And it says as you get to the door and you're reaching for the handle, and you like all of a sudden like the pain's gone. And you like don't feel anything anymore. And there's no ticks that are smushed on the ground. There's no ticks on the ground anywhere. There's nothing in the sink, and all your arms and legs work. And any hit point damage you take, it didn't happen. But any stamina point damage you took.
Nah.
And you are shaken for 1 minute after this encounter.
I'm gonna hit the door again.
Okay, you hit the door. Boom.
I was telling.
Another strength check.
Another strength check.
Wait, I'll use my comm unit. Okay. Guys, this is all right. Relax.
What was your strength check, into me, or Fimbria?
Well, it was what's fucking 9 plus 3 is 12.
Another den. 2 security guard specialists run up to you and are like, "Hey, what's going on here? You trying to break into somebody's room?"
He was choking.
I open up the door.
It looks fine to me.
Yeah, everything's fine.
All right. Sure? Tell me if she ever bothers you again.
No, she's with me.
Oh, all right. And they like walk off, like eyeing each other, like, "What the fuck?"
Gorbash, what happened? Get back to my bed.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I don't know. Some kind of psychological attack. I thought I had bugs in my throat.
Oh god.
And they were eating me.
That's pretty friggin' gross.
Arcus is gonna.
I don't think any of them are real.
See if there's any.
Baron, do you wanna? Can you just check to make sure there's nothing in there?
Off of that.
Yeah.
Sure, Tarkus. Just so you know, guys. Thanks to Brian from Utah for that one. That was very nice of you, Brian.
Oh my god.
For responding to me.
You know what, Brian?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I appreciate what's your up? Patronage, but like, bro.
I don't appreciate it. That was the worst thing.
That was sending me.
It sucks.
What happened to you?
I just said it was some weird. Look, are there any bugs in my Dr. Squish? Can you just look at my throat real
look.
Quick?
I will. My floating monocle will like adjust itself so it's easy to see down this throat.
Great. Roll a medicine check. Tarkus, roll a survival check.
Oh, baby. Medicine. Aw. It's 23. I rolled a natural 19, though. But it's 23.
Okay. 32 on survival.
So, Dr. Squish, there is nothing in his throat. There's no holes, no ticks.
You're clean.
A little bit of phlegm, but nothing. Tarkus, there's no way that bugs can even be on the resort. You're on an asteroid in a very self-controlled environment. It can't. Ticks couldn't even get in here without some kind of contamination.
Ticks.
Yes.
Would I know of any like spells or like magical effects that would have had an effect like this?
Yeah, it's like I said, Fibrio, some kind of psychological attack.
All right, I'm gonna fucking
research.
Sorry.
Make a mysticism check really quick. Go ahead and mysticism check all around if you can do it.
14.
Natural 20.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it only things about like undead things that I can roll perception with?
Yes.
All right. Then I got 27.
Okay.
Wait, Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. 27.
With the natural 20, I got a 30.
And Gorbash, you, Dr. Squish, you've taken a look at him, and he is shaken, which is a real condition, in the game, where you, take -2 to ability checks, attack rolls, saving throws, and skill checks, and it's for 1 minute, because you're just kind of, like, shaking a little bit, Gorbash, and you don't really know of any spells that can do this. You know, there are spells that can make you, that are, like, illusion-based spells, but none that actually hurt you in the process. Yes.
Can I roll I don't know what kind of check it would be. Maybe culture check to see if there's any sort of being that can project things like fucking telekinetically. You know okay. What I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. Sure, you can go ahead and roll a mysticism check actually. All right. For that one.
That is 26.
Ooh, we love to see it.
26, nice. You've heard of beings that can possibly project illusions into people and make them hurt themselves, but you've never heard of an illusion that just actually hurts you. Like, nothing that you know of does that.
Well, Gorbash is going to take a 10-minute rest and just fucking... sleep this shit off.
Before you do that, may I, like, Gorbash, do you mind if I come into your room and check things out?
Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
Any strange
devices I'm just gonna take a quick nappy.
I'm gonna look
around, yeah. Too. Do you also want to, like, sleep in someone else's room tonight?
No, my room's... I got the double bed in here. This is the presidential suite. You're not gonna take this from me.
His bed in there.
Just because there's some fucking psychedelic bugs in my throat. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, we're just going to go in and basically investigate his room.
Okay, perception check.
MF rest.
Okay. 10-minute rest, for those of you who don't know, is you spend one resolve point, precious currency that allows you not to die, and you regain all of your stamina points back, which are about half of your health, a little bit more. Yes. Gabe and Taylor, what did you get?
I think we both got 19.
Yeah, we did.
19, okay.
I got 30.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
My feel winning on it.
So, Tarkus, your eyes are wide open.
Boom.
And you look around, you find Gorbash's secret stash of giant cigars. But other than that,
My armor.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
I guess I have it on my suit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you spy where Gorbash probably keeps his giant foot-long cigars. But nothing else. There's nothing in the room that's amiss. There's a lot of spit and gunk in the sink from where Gorbash was coughing a loogie.
Let me go and put my finger in the sinkhole.
Put your finger in the sinkhole?
Yeah.
God.
Okay.
See if there's any gunk in there.
There's it's relatively clean. Nice hotel clean. Like, there's nothing in immediate finger's distance that's gunk in there.
And then the garbage disposal turns on.
No bugs in there. No bugs.
Alrighty. I'm a step out of the room and return to my room.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna pat Gorbash on the back and say, "I hope you sleep well, friend."
Okay.
Wait, he's already asleep.
He's already asleep. Yes, Fimbria.
I'm gonna leave with my Doshko and go back to my room and check around my room.
Okay, roll a perception check.
What time is it?
It's in the morning. You all have woken up, so
okay,
it's around.
I'm just gonna walk to Connor and have breakfast then. That really built up an appetite.
Perfect. Yes, Dr. Squish is done with all this.
It's never a bad time for continental breakfast.
35. Nothing is amiss in your room either, Fimbria. Nothing's going on.
I put my weapon there and I follow everyone else down.
Okay. Continental breakfast goes smoothly, just as dope as yesterday, except they've got some new specials. Bah, 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 bah. they're all great. They're omelets. They're fancy omelets inside of a crepe. Beautiful. It sounds great.
Crepe.
Great. What? Okay. What are you guys wanting to do today at the resort? There's plenty of stuff you can do. Lots of lounges, lots of pools, cold, hot, saunas. You can even change the atmosphere inside of a sauna to be a different atmosphere if you're really edgy. Yes?
I'm going to call up our good friend Romy and ask him if he had any strange dreams last night.
Sure. You call up Romy. Romy says, ah, hello. You interrupted me doing a recreational activity.
Jesus.
What? I'm just working out, Fimbria. would you like?
I'm sorry to bother you on your honeymoon, but I just wanted to ask, did you experience any strange dreams or hallucinations last night or this morning?
I did not. Did you plant Hyperleaf in my ventilation system?
I did not. I was not pranking you, friend. Gorbash had some bad dreams last night, and I just want to make sure that no one else had any.
Ah, okay. Well,
all right.
See you in a couple of days for the wedding.
Sorry to interrupt. All right, bye.
That is okay.
Hold up. So what the fuck? I called Philip and said, hey, yo, bro, get your
bitch over here. Oh, you right? Yeah, no,
Philip. Get your bitch
ass
over here. Oh! He never showed up.
Philip comes running up. What's going on, guys? How are you doing?
Wakes from his rest.
Bro, this man had bugs in his throat, but now they're gone.
What the fuck?
And there's no sign of them.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it was
Did you bring bugs on MySpace?
No, they're not real bugs. It was a psychological attack. Some kind of, I don't know, spell or curse. Some kind of shit. I saw bugs in my throat. I'm not crazy.
Oh, you're not crazy. All right. I would recommend you go see Dr. Lohman, who's the head of medical staff here, and check you out.
Psychological help.
Okay, all right. Well, she's very qualified, multiple degrees and such, so she'll definitely be able to help you out.
It could have been like a brain tumor or something like that, Gorbash.
Ooh. An aneurysm. Those are really bad.
That makes me see bugs.
I don't know. I've never had an aneurysm.
I spit one out into the sink. It was like it was real.
Oh God, that sounds so fucked up. Who would do that? Would even
That's what I'm thinking.
God, like some evil entity named Brian would do something like that.
Fuck you.
Anyways.
What?
Anyways, well, Dr. Lohman, lower level, can't miss it, near Titan's Rest.
Wait, I'm sorry, Philip. You worship a god and whose name is Brian?
No, absolutely not. That was a joke for the listeners. Anyways.
Like Brian a god, like Floopers.
I've got to go do some work.
If you were a god, what would he be the god of? Like, scripture or, like...
I don't know. I think the god of...
Nightmares?
Yeah, horrible nightmares and death.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what he'd be the god of.
Can I sense motive on anything he just said to see if he was, like, bullshitting me?
Sure.
Okay. That's not good.
Oh, good. Seems like the only thing he was bullshitting was making up what Brian would be the god of.
Okay.
But other than that,
I definitely thought it was real. I was like, damn.
Well, I'll go see this doctor, man, but I'm telling you, I don't know how good it's gonna do me. I need a wizard or some shit.
Okay there, Gorbash. Well, we have lots of different technological and magical procedures on board, so don't you worry, a little pickle.
Wait, so you haven't heard anyone else who's experienced this tonight, Philip?
Nobody's called me about bugs in the throat, no.
Any other weird things?
No. Not
Can
that
I sense motive?
Sure.
Can I sense motive?
Was that supposed to be me?
No, that's all of you together.
19.
19? He's telling the truth. just so you know, medical emergencies, please contact Dr. Lohman, as I'm just a social manager and have no idea how to deal with bugs in the throat. Okay?
Maybe you could start with treating your guests with more respect and you care.
Oh,
Fimbria.
I'm sorry, if I've done anything... Did you not like Philip, the aquarium?
You've been great, you know, we give Philip a lot of flack, but you know... You got that arc fish tank for Dr. Squish, and This Loman fellow better fucking do right.
How
know?
Do you okay. sleep at night, Philip?
Oh, relax, by myself.
Calm down, plant woman.
I'll let you know because
Philip,
of the new
a man of your
edition.
Caliber should never be sleeping alone.
Okay, thank you, Gorbash.
Yeah, that's actually true. I did admire the craftsmanship of the aquarium arch. That was pretty neat.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, now the vice president's suite is better than the president's suite.
I know, I think I might rename it to something like the Dr. Squish vice president suite.
Oh.
It's workshopping, I'll figure that name out.
Well, yeah, you're gonna stick with it.
I look at Philip, and I give him one of the, pointing eyes at you.
Oh, see you later too, Fimbria. And he like walks off like, what the fuck is going on? Gorbash, you should go talk to Dr. Loman?
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Loman. Hello, hi, how can I help you today?
Yeah, so, I was in my room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and, go to the sink, you know, checking out my skin. It's looking pretty good.
Oh, good, that's good.
I have a pretty good skin routine, you know. I like to keep myself clean. Pretty, you know, standard guy.
Cool. Right? I can so recommend... So, oh, sorry.
No, so here's the thing. So mm-hmm. I start, you know, I start feeling a little tickle in my throat, right? It's getting hard to breathe.
Oh, wow.
And, I spit out this little bug thing, right? And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I look at my throat, and I've got a whole bunch of little ticks all up in my throat, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like struggling, trying to get to the door. I think I'm going to die. The ticks are like eating me alive.
Oh.
But it turns out it was just a big psychological attack.
All right.
By some kind of mystical being. We think it might be a magical spell. You know the weird.
Any history of mental disease in your family?
No, no.
Okay. Good to know. Any history of... bronchitis in your family?
Bronchitis? Why?
Well, I just wanted you to talk
about
tickling
the
throat. Okay, all right. okay, well, that is very strange. Can I give you a medical examination?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I do full medical diagnosis?
Sure.
Okay, great. She's gonna... Ooh, 32. She's gonna check you out, and she's, you know, looking you up and down, got a little stethoscope, got... You know, future equipment, you're, you know, on a table and making you cough and all that.
I'm a perfect specimen, huh?
Like, you are a rather great physical being, that's for sure. Whew. But yeah, you seem totally fine to me.
That's because I am totally fine.
Okay, yeah, you are. Good. If you experience any more of this, please come back, and I'll give you an even more in-depth psychological evaluation, and we can figure out what's going on.
I'm telling you, the source is a person or thing.
Okay, all right. Well...
Something specified me and made me hallucinate these fucking things.
Okay, good to know. Well, come back tomorrow morning and tell me how you're
God
feeling.
God damn it.
No, I will... you know what? I'll have... Do you want a medical staff person in your bedroom tonight?
No, I'll be fine by myself. I'm a grown-ass showbot.
Okay, all right. Well, come back. If you experience anything similar, come back, and I'll get to it, okay?
Can yeah, sure. Please... I'll come right back here, because it's been so helpful. Thank you, doctor.
If anyone else comes in about this, doctor, can you please call one of us? Here are our numbers.
Call and all of us.
Yeah, call all of us. I add her to the group chat.
I
add her to the slooper.
Oh, well, I'm going to mute this group chat. But okay. Well, I don't want messages from you guys. I'll send you guys.
Really nilly.
I mean, I suppose I'm.
That was also kind of rude to say out loud. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Okay. Another rude thing is you're not allowed to know medical diagnoses of other patients, but. I suppose I'll let you know if they allow me to disclose it to all of you five.
We don't need to know who they are personally. We just need to know how many occurrences are reported to you.
Okay. All right.
They just want to know if I'm the only one getting hit with a hallucinogenic attack.
Okay. Well, you're the only one who has had an hallucination outside of inhaled drugs. So other than that, there's already been one case. This Lashenta woman and agender android, bronze android, both hallucinated pretty hard, pretty bad trip, and they're not allowed in Wild Apples for a while. But that's it.
How the hell did that happen in Wild Apples?
Oh, well, they were smoking. Well, you're allowed to in Wild Apples. And they broke a mechanical bull by both of them riding it. And, like, jumping up and down, and, yeah, it's pretty bad, so.
That, those folks you mentioned.
Yeah.
Wouldn't happen to be, little robot boy, huh?
No. I believe it was two of the Buzzblades. They made a speech the other night at the party.
Who's the bronze android? I don't remember. Wait, what did you say?
Bronze android, agender android is Lomer.
No, Lomer.
Yeah, Virle is the female Lashunta.
Oh, this is all the fucking Buzzblades?
Yeah.
Vier and Lomer. So probably we should.
Well, have a good day, you all.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Just here to do my work.
I just go over and like whisper sorry in her room as I leave.
It's okay. Patients are often like this. And she goes, okay, well, have a good rest of your day, all.
Well, you guys believe me, right?
Yes, yeah. Gorbash.
Hey, Gorbash, do you think you might have pissed anyone off recently?
You know, I probably pissed a couple people off. I've got that type of personality.
Do you have any clues as to who might have a specific vendetta against you?
Not really.
I mean, he walked around with his giant penis flopping around for the first time. Well, I can think of
that one security guy. The head of security, what's his name?
I don't know.
He was real pissy the other day.
How?
At the ball, remember?
What'd he do?
I don't know. He was just all like, oh, you were naked. So I was like, whatever, man. Fuck off with your security guard. Whatever. Fuck that guy.
No, I agree. We fuck should... 12.
We
did they seem like they could have been in water at all?
I don't know what.
I thought okay, squish with the okay. real question.
Yeah, I'm going to see. I'm going to go, since I don't know anything. I'm assuming I haven't heard of these bugs before.
Well, they sounded like standard ticks to
what
you.
What are standard ticks?
Just like a standard, small brown a little brown tick.
Okay.
Well, wait, so every the horrible little has, mouth has just like some kind of tick, like some standard version of.
Yes. Are there any? It is a universe wide. Every single planet owns a tick.
Are there any like unstandard ticks? You know.
Yes, like... there are ticks that live on gas giants that float.
Oh.
But.
It wasn't one of those, right?
No, it wasn't one of those.
The giant flea you get.
I had to make this lore all the time.
I'm thinking.
Jace's deep dive lore corner is picking up dumb animals.
Sloopers, standard ticks.
There's also the gas giant ticks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so.
Yes.
I think we should go talk to the two Buzzblades.
What are they gonna fucking know?
I'm pretty sure they were.
They
just
didn't get
drugs,
an attack. They just fucking got high and you know, ate some apples or whatever the fuck they did.
I'm gonna go talk to the Buzzblades.
Okay.
Too.
Fimbria, what's her name? Yaz. She talked to you yet?
No, but she's been really weird.
Well, maybe you should talk to her.
Dr. Squish, roll a perception check really quick.
Right. That's a natural one.
Yeah.
Sick.
We all love right. those.
Anyways, so you're going to go talk to them. What is everybody else doing today at the hotel? It. What are you guys doing?
Tarkus is going to go to a sauna and set it at like 150 degrees to kind of remind himself of Verses and calm himself down a little bit.
Nice. Remind yourself the full bright side of Verses. Cool.
I'm going to spend a good couple hours seeing if I've heard of any instances of ticks in the throat.
Okay. Roll a diplomacy check to gather information. It'll take 1d4 hours.
Diplomacy. That is an 18.
All right. People are really off-put by the questions. And it doesn't sound like anybody's had ticks in the throat.
Well, I meant like online, like internet.
Oh,
like
online. Okay. Search. Yeah, roll a computer's check then. Dr. Squish, you also, you're passing by, like just one of the rooms to go and then find like a computer terminal so you can actually access the infosphere. And you feel someone like tap on the back of your head, and you turn around and there's nobody there.
No one there?
Nope.
It's not Dr. Gropulus?
It's not Dr. Gropulus. Okay. Although he's somewhere.
Okay, but my computer's was a 25.
25. You've never heard of this. There's one result that comes up online where somebody did it purposefully. But they were part of like a horrible like cult. But otherwise, no one has ever gotten a tick in the mouth before.
I think, yeah.
What is everybody?
What cult was it?
The cult of the Devourer. Anyways, bam. Yeah, I got a fucking answer. so, what is everybody else doing in the hotel?
Gorbash is gonna chill in his room, put on his heavy armor. And fucking just like prepare all of his weapons.
Great.
So Jenny is fucking fully loaded.
Nice.
His artillery laser, his new buzz blade, fucking Rax devastation blade.
Got it.
He's got his fucking his knife, and he's just like
sitting there, wringing his hands, ready. Great. Fimbria Nom, what are you doing?
I'm talking to the two buzz blade people.
Ah, that's right. Nom.
Philip is the only admin we know, right?
Yeah, it'd be Philip, and Dr. Loman is, like, the second in command.
Yeah, dude, if Philip doesn't know anything, then, like, ugh. I guess I can also diplomacy to try and find out information with, okay. Dr. Squish.
Sure, go ahead and do that. Okay. Tarkus, while you're in the sauna, there's a knock, and Dr. Gromulus comes in, the uplifted polar bear.
Oh, hey there, buddy. Mind if I step on in?
No.
Yeah, sure. Are you sure it's not too hot for a man of your, stature?
No, it's just fine. I quite like it.
And he's got, like, a girl with him, and his arm is, like, around her shoulder.
Is she an uplifted bear?
Is she also an uplifted bear?
No, she's not an uplifted bear. It just looks like a younger female human.
She's into it, huh? Ooh, ooh. All right, I'm gonna roll a perception check to see the... kind of get the mood of the room, like if I should leave or if I should
stay.
Okay,
roll a sense motive. Nom, how'd the diplomacy check go again?
Not great, 11. And then for 1d, 4 hours.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I need to roll the number of hours, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's okay, that's a 1.
Okay, good. So you look around and ask around, and nobody's having crazy hallucinations or tics in the throat. You go over to the Buzzblades, Fimbria, Tarkus, you're sitting there, and you like, Dr. Gromulus is talking to you. He goes,
oh God.
So you mind if I, slide on in here?
Yeah, I'm gonna roll a sense motive here.
Sure.
16.
It doesn't look like you, like, need to leave, but, there's definitely something going on between them that seems a little more than friendly. And he says, hey, can you hand me a towel from that cabinet over there?
Oh, yeah, of course. I heard you were friends with Dr. Squish as I hand him the towel.
So, you turn around and you grab the towel, and you turn back around, and he's not there. And the door is not open.
Not like this.
Are you invisible?
No reply.
Something isn't right. I'm gonna calm Dr. Squish.
Okay, while we're doing that, Fimbria, you're talking to the Buzzblades. VLA's like, hey, I like your look. How are you, Fimbria?
I'm great. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
Of course. So, what can I do you for?
Well, did you hear that Gorbash had a pretty bad hallucination the other night.
Ha ha ha. Did he take some Zero? That always fucks me up.
Maybe. Oh, so you guys took Zero.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Nothing was strange about the hallucinations?
No. Other than Lomer punched me in the face.
What? Why?
Ah, because she thought I was a giant Ellicott. Lomer's like, shut up. I did not do that. I did.
Well, that's... Come on, Lomer.
You want some Zero, Fimbria?
Sure.
Cool. She hands you two doses of Zero.
I slip it in the fucking thingy on my left arm. The hideaway limb.
Cool.
I'll save this
you should
for
come
later.
Party with us at Wild Apples when we're unbanned from it tomorrow.
Okay, I'll think about it.
All right. Hey, have you talked to Yaze yet? And she like laughs and like nudges like Lomer in the side with her elbow.
No.
All right. Okay. All right. Nothing then. Nothing.
Okay. It was nice talking to you.
It's good talking to you, too. I can always tell when someone's a badass.
Okay. Me too.
Sweet. If you or your friends are down to party, you know where to find us. Wild Apples, every single night, getting bum-blasted drunk.
Okay, it was great talking. Bye. And then as I'm walking away, I'm texting our group chat saying, yo, we can't go to the Wild Apples Club ever.
All right.
Oh, I liked Wild Apples.
Tarkus, you're calling Dr. Squish.
Hello?
Dr. Squish, hey, what's going on, buddy? How's it hanging over there? Any
it's
news?
Going all right. No news. No news.
Have you seen your doctor friend, that bear? That uplifted bear?
First off, he's not my friend. He's actually my rival.
Oh.
Yes.
I see.
No, I haven't. I felt a tap on my shoulder, and I thought it was going to be him, but it wasn't. No one was there. I was a little suspicious. I don't know.
You too, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, today, just a minute ago, in the sauna... He came in with a regular human woman, you know, just kind of hanging out, looking like they're getting ready for some fun time tonight.
That.
And I went to hand him a towel, and he was gone, like he was never there before. And I was wondering if you knew he had any, maybe, teleportation magic, any invisibility spells that I'm not aware of. It's hard for an uplifted bear to get out of my sight without me knowing.
That's true. Do I?
Dr. Grumbulus does not have any magical abilities.
He does not. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been trying to track down this whole throat tick situation. I've talked to some people. I've searched the internet. Can't find anything. I've been contemplating whether I should just go and talk to him, see if he knows anything. But if he start messing with you, I think I should go see him, tell him to stop messing with my friends.
No. I don't know if it was him.
Oh.
I'd start off slow, Dr. Squish. I'm not sure. Something's wrong in this place. I know those pirates are onto something. They warned us for a reason. Pirates don't give warnings for free.
Well then, at this point, I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
Okay, on...
So...
Yo, you had detect magic this whole time.
I forgot.
A spell, great. A zero-level spell.
I'm going to cast detect magic, right? It's just a range of 60 feet.
It's a 60-foot cone, and you can detect magic within the cone.
I'm just going to see if there's anything around me.
Not a whole lot of magic, and the magic that there is just, like, hybrid technology that's being used to control, like, advanced drones and things.
Okay.
Noam. It gets later in the day. You get a bite to eat. And you have an ability called Blind Sense Thought.
Yep.
Which you can sense anything that thinks within a 30-foot radius of you.
Yes.
Even if they're invisible, you know, what have you. And, like, someone, like, you can feel, like, someone that thinks, like, approach you from behind, like, as if they're about to talk to you.
And I turn around saying, oh, hello, what is your name?
There's nobody there.
So, like, on my kind of radar, it just disappeared?
No, it's still there.
It's still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm gonna, God. Like, stop and stuff, like, knit, and then, like, hover slightly back.
Okay, it follows a little bit.
It follows right up to mm-hmm. me.
And you notice...
Wait, first, is there anyone, like, walking around?
There are, yeah. Somebody walks 20 feet away from you, and you didn't feel them coming. And, like, your thought radius is slowly decreasing.
Oh.
And it vanishes. And you start feeling, like, really cold and tingly. And you, like, start drooping a little bit out of the air. And you just...
Does it feel like my magic is being sapped?
It feels like you're in a locker, like a fridge locker where they keep meat. And they hang it up on hooks, and it's cold. And
what can I sense around me? Like, what can I perceive?
You can see people are like walking and like looking at you.
I'm
like,
gonna try to like reach out and like mime like, you know, like.
Okay,
to
so you help. Start reaching out and miming help, and like you can hear like your ears like start to your hearing starts to vanish too, and it like snaps out as people are like. Like bustling around you, like mouthing, like, "Oh, look, what's going on? Like, get a doctor or something," and then your vision too starts to slowly tunnel, and then disappear, and you only have a small, faint feeling of, like, the only sense you have left is touch, and you feel these like fingers just gently graze your brain sac, and then down your back.
Not brain sack, bro.
Yeah.
The brain sack.
Oh, no.
And it just gently slides the hand down your back, and you wake up. All your senses slowly come to, and you're in a hospital bed. And Dr. Loman's there, and she has her clipboard. She's like, hi, hello, hey, it seems you had a tumble or something, how are you feeling?
Immediately I want to perceive this to see if this is a dream or if this is real.
Okay, roll a perception check.
Am I in inception?
Perception?
Mm-hmm.
14.
Seems pretty real to you. Yeah. Definitely real.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She's shining lights in your eyes like, all right, okay, looks like you're doing better. Hey, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
How long have I been out?
You've been out for about 30 minutes.
Did you tell, like, please tell me that you texted the group chat.
Oh, yeah, look, they're all right here. And she moves the medical curtain away, and there everybody is. Yeah.
What happened to you?
The same thing as what happened with Gorbash, I think.
Ticks?
No, not ticks
for throat?
Me.
Oh, God.
Not ticks for me. Like
more ticks.
There was an invisible presence.
An invisible presence?
Yeah, and it came up to me and touched me, and I just felt cold.
Did it touch you inappropriately?
Yes, it touched me on my brain sack.
You don't like being touched on your sack?
Gorbash, I must tell you, that's one of my least favorite things, actually, is being touched on the sack.
Huh. But it wasn't real. It was all just some kind of psychological attack.
Apparently, I blacked out. I was on the floor blacking out, and I felt a hand on my back, so...
Interesting. That's weird. Okay.
I am going to continuously casting Detect Magic everywhere around me, every standard action I have.
Noted. Continually casting Detect Magic. Okay, and Dr. Loman's here taking notes, and like, that is rather strange. Stay away from the shrimp and all form of sea life in the food buffets.
I'm telling you, I know sea life. Shrimp. This isn't sea life.
You didn't? Okay, interesting.
I'm a vegetarian.
Interesting. Okay.
Dr. Loam, no offense, but yes. I don't think your services are going to be required anymore. We've got this under control.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm still gonna write this up
Squish.
And make a note of it.
You're not picking up anything magic.
I don't think so.
Nope.
No.
What the hell? Huh.
Do you think we should get on a, get back on the ship and
just get out the hell out of here?
No. Try to go find those space pirates that warned us about something.
Oh, you want to go give them a visit in prison?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe we could give them a call.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
What do you guys want to do? Talk to those pirates that are in prison?
Yeah, we'll call the prison, see if we can talk to those
no,
pirates.
No, like, can we walk to it?
Just get over there. They were delivered to the stewards.
Oh, shit, you're yeah. right.
Because keeping we're them going, on the okay. station is dangerous.
Do you guys want to try to head towards your ship, Tarkus?
Yes.
What do you think?
Something's wrong here. There's something off. I mean,
yeah, no shit,
I got a
man.
Date tomorrow, but I'm not that worried about it.
I'm not saying that we should run, but we should try to find those pirates and ask them what's up.
Or at least just call.
Or at least call. But how do we call them, right?
Do we know? Oh, the stewards, what does that mean?
No, try and call the space pirates. Or
well, the space pirates basically said they're gone, right?
I mean, yeah.
They said this asteroid's fucked up.
I'm advocating.
Well, they said there were ghosts on it.
Yeah, you're right.
Has anybody seen any ghosts?
Hey,
this is pretty
come
ghosty,
to think of it.
Rush.
Dr. Lumen goes, I haven't seen any ghosts, and I've been here for like 5 years.
Huh.
Wait, okay, hold up. I have a question.
Yeah.
Those ghost hunters use those, like, what is it? I don't know.
Oh, the fake, detection.
Yeah, those things. Don't yeah. those, like, actually detect radiation? So are ghosts radioactive?
You know what? Good
I'm
going to
throw, detect radiation into my spell cache for the day.
Okay. we haven't talked about that before. It's a
level one.
Yeah, Technomancer.
Spell slot.
So he casts a spell into his spell cache. It's like a certain from certain spell list, and it constantly affects him for 24 hours. So he's got detect radiation for 120 feet, I think. It detects radiation.
But yeah,
for 24 hours that will affect you. It's the evening of today, so note that.
It's evening.
Mm-hmm.
This was a quick day. I don't think I want to go to bed tonight, y'all.
It is 120 feet.
What's the matter?
Are you guys going back to your spaceship or no?
Do we want to try to head there?
We might be safer in the spaceship than we would, in our rooms.
Agreed.
Tarkus, it's up to you.
I think so, too.
Okay. You guys go to your spaceship, and while it is habitable, it is, like, taken apart because it is being upgraded by the resort. So, like, the thrusters are off. There's, like, the cockpit is, like, all opened up. Like, there's no windshield on it. Some bays have been taken out, but they did not find the smuggler's compartment. And
Tarkus,
so
you're
good there.
He's so mad.
Is bright red.
What the hell
like
happened to the whale?
Red.
There's like a very large, like mustached Lashunta, like with the little antennae man, like with a beer gut, like munching on a sandwich next. And he just hears you say that and goes, oh, hey, well, what's going on? What can I help you
for? Why are you taking my ship apart?
Well, because you guys ordered some upgrades, and so I'm up.
Tarkus,
I'm upgrading the ship.
Did you upgrade the ship?
What upgrade?
What do you mean? Philip said to upgrade your guys' ship, and you'd send me what exactly you needed. Wow. I'm sorry.
And what exactly did I send you?
Well, he didn't send me anything yet, so I was just preparing for what you might need, so I'm messing with the power core, and, Yeah, no, it's okay, though. I'm certified. I got my certified engineer's license. I'm so sorry.
Where's the antimatter torpedoes?
Do you have the certification to pick apart a space whale? Huh?
Well, yes, sir. I've worked on two ships just like this. Yeah.
That's surprising.
Oh, no, yeah, they brought me in because I'm the only person they could find that has worked on one before. Yes.
How Darkness long would it take you to put this back
His
together?
Red is starting to tone down a little bit.
So,
what are the upgrade options?
Well, you can talk to Chase afterwards and deal with that. That's a whole big process. But to put this back together without any upgrades, it'll probably take 3 days. If you want the upgrades on, it's already taken apart so I can
put the upgrades on in 4 days.
Just put it all back on right now.
Put all back, no upgrades. All right. Good to know.
No. Hold on.
Yes.
Tarkus.
I'm making a tough decision right now. Tarkus,
they're just upgrades.
I mean, I have an antimatter missile launcher. I'm not sure what else I could want.
How well you could decrease the amount of weapons you got on your ship, because good golly gosh, it's just too many. You only have 2 gunners anyways. Oh my god, why'd you buy so many weapons?
Choices.
Nope.
Okay, so put it back together. Is that the... That's what you want to do? Put it back together? Anybody?
Did you add anything to the ship?
No, I haven't gotten any equipment yet. Philip said you guys are still deciding or something.
Can I sense motive to see if he's lying?
Sure, go ahead.
19.
Not lying, and is scared of, like pissing you guys off.
Whatever. No. Piss off for now, little man. We're gonna talk.
Alright, I'll just be... I'm on my lunch, so I'm gonna be,
Your food.
I'll just walk over to the other side of the room here. And he, like, waddles over and, like, on his sandwich.
Well,
we should not have accepted the upgrades. That's disappointing.
I need to call Philip, because if it's something
we need to
considerable,
call
then it could be really useful to us. But
I don't know what good Philip's going to be.
I'm dialing Philip on the phone.
He's the only admin that we know of.
Hello, it's Philip. It's Philip. What's going on?
Hey, Philip.
I got some questions, all right?
I'm on the phone with Philip.
Oh, God. Hello, can you hear me?
I'm leaning over Fimbria's shoulder to, like, talk away. To her comm unit.
Jesus.
I'm talking.
Oh, all right, one at a time. Let's go Fimbria first, because she called me. How are you, Fimbria? How are you liking your stay so far?
Hey, Philip.
Yes.
Where the hell do you get off giving permission to take apart and add upgrades to someone's ship without asking consent first?
I literally asked you guys, and you said do it.
When?
Let's go back to the recording of the episode and check.
You okay, did never mind. Here, Tarkus.
Okay,
what's the upper limit of the cost of this here upgrade?
Tarkus.
So Tarkus,
just wondering.
You're going from tier 7 to tier 8 starship. So that's a considerable amount of build points that you can use to boost shield sensors, thrusters, anything you want. And Philip goes, yeah, it's lots of things like that. I'm not an engineer per se, but it's pretty good. I hooked you guys up with what money I had left in the discretionary fund.
All right. Thanks, Philip. Have a good day.
Wait. He calls you back. Wait, can you send me exactly what you want so I can order the parts and everything?
Yes, of course.
Sure, just take the night and tell me outside of, in meta, outside of this whole thing, and we'll deal with it like that.
Sounds good, Philip. I'll get back to you. I'm going to motion the Lashunta guy over.
Hi.
I'm sorry about that, man. You're cool.
No, it's cool.
Keep it ready for upgrades.
Dope.
It's all good.
It's super cool beans. Well, I'm going to be here just doing this every day. If you want to come hang out during my lunch break, it happens at noon. And then I get a 15-minute dinner at 5. It gets real lonely out here, so...
I'm going to write that down.
All right. Dr. Squish writes it down. Yes. Okay, well, see you guys later. And you guys go on over and go to bed. After a very, very fun-filled day at the resort. Ready for another one next time.
No!
Bum, bum, bum.
Dude, Gorbash, I'm gonna want to sleep in your fucking room, dude.